I Shalom, Mamish. I'd like to welcome our friends also. Fingers, Shalom, Shalom. Hope everyone had a good week. Okay. So this week we had a lot of yard sites this week in the Chassidish of Welt, the Shemesh Shmuel, the Balatanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe. We also had the Rebbe Eger. So say, start with a short story about the Shemesh Shmuel. Shemesh Shmuel was the son of the Avni Nezer. His grandfather was the Kutzker. So when Shemesh Shmuel was a very young boy, he was very sick. His father, the Avni Nezer, took him to the Kutzker to get a bracha. And the Kutzker, in his sharpness, said, "No, what's going on?" He said, "Shmuel's not doing well. He's not doing well. He's a tzaddik. He's a real good person. He's a good Jew. He's big, good midos. He's good stuff. He's got the goods." And the Kutzker said, "Nah, it's not so good." And real Kutz sharpness. It's all like an MS Lamito Mamish. So, he said, "What are you talking about? You know him, you learn with him, you see that he's to me. No, he's not so good." So, Baruch Hashem, he had her for Shlem the Shem Yishmol, and Abdenezer, son in law of the Kutzker, went over and said, "You know, Tata, with all due respect, what's Pshat? Like last week when you said he wasn't so good, and you're like, I know you know that he's good. Like, why are you saying that he's not good?" So he said there was a Gzar Din in Shemaya. And they said that at the end of the day, I told the Rabbanu Shalom he's not so good, because if he's going to be good, then they're going to want him already in Olam Haba. And I told the Rabbanu Shalom he's not so good. He still has what to do. He still has what to do in this world. And that was Mevatel the Gzar. In our lives, we all have those types of moments of, where is the Rabbanu Shalom in our lives? We can feel like the walls are caving in. Just everything's falling apart. The Abt Rebbe, the Olav Yisrael, says at the beginning of the Parsha, this is really going to be the theme of the night. The Parsha starts off, it says, "Vayidaber Elokim Abnei Yisrael, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem." Vayidaber Elokim Abnei Yisrael, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Pasha Pshat, as Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael, and this is what he said saying. This is what Hashem said saying. But this is the Abt Rebbe, the Olav Yisrael. Says we're missing the whole. There's a mamish a very deep yisod in this pasuk. It says Vayidaber Elokim. In your life, there are sometimes things that are hard. We know that Elokim is the name of Shem Hashem when things are din, when things are strong. Vayidaber is a lashon kasha, Chazal say. Vayomer love ani Hashem. Vayomer is a lashon raka, soft. Ani Hashem yudke vavke. It might look like it's really really bad, but really deep down inside. It's a Yomer Elav Ani Hashem. It might look like it's Vayidaber Elokim. It might look like it's very, very hard. It's very bad. There's no way to get out. But really, it's a Yomer Elav Ani Hashem. It's mamish. The biggest kiss from the Rabbanu Shalom. It's very easy to talk like this, but when you're in the middle of going to the Choshech, going to the darkness, it's very, very hard. We're going to talk tonight a little bit about, maybe a little bit how to reach that Vayomei Lavan Yashem, how to reach that level even when you're going in the middle of Vayidaber Elokim. So the Kalzenberger Rebbe, if you're looking on page 1, Tavshin Men, 1980, this is the sefer that I got. It's called Pnine Shefa Chaim. They put together like small vortlach, but you'll see very quickly that they're not so small. Might be quantitatively small, but it's jam-packed. The pasuk says in Vav Hey, beginning of the Parsha, V'galani shamatis nakats b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Yitzrayim, ma'avidim osam, v'eskar esbrisi. Hashem says, I heard the cries of Klai Yisrael in Egypt, and I remember the bris. Says the Klozenberger Rabbi. B'nei Yisrael, and this pasuk seems to be so extra. L'chayra hatzarech bir, lama nakar hator b'nei Yisrael, Shazem Moira al Madriga al Yonov al Shrora, al Shrora. Why are we called B'nai Yisrael here? First of all, why are you hearing B'nai Yisrael just right? The Jews, the Banim, Klal Yisrael. What's the Dafka B'nai Yisrael? V'halo heim hayu az basas ha-shibud. So he says it's Shrora, really. B'nai Yisrael, right? Where did Yaakov get that name? He only got that name once he fought off Esav, the Malach of Esav. It says that you're going to be successful, you're going to be good. So B'nai Yisrael, whenever you heard the name B'nai Yisrael, it means you're in an elevated position. Things are going well. So as a Klotzen Rebbe, first off, why do we even have this two words? Seems to be what's so extra. But second off, they're not B'nai Yisrael. We know they're on the 49th level of Tumah. And they're in the middle of the Shibud. They're in the middle of 210 years. Nikot Saruch, Mevod HaKasha. Says the Klotzen Rebbe, a beautiful idea. He says that even though, we'll just say it outside and then we'll get to the next few days, he says, even though at the end of the day they might look like they're in the 210 years in 49th level of Tumah, no matter where a Jew is, they're still B'nai Yisrael. They're still a Jew. They're still a Yid. To remember that at the end of the day we have access to the King of Kings. And that's why he says, L'chein Nikru B'nai Yisrael. For us to be able to remember that even when we were in the depths of the Mitzrayim, the Erev Ha'aretz Chazal Chalor, it was the biggest Tumah, the biggest impurity, the biggest Manhattan, Miami Beach, Hawaii, whatever you could name it. That's what it was. And Klai Yisrael still stayed strong. They still cried to their Bono Shalom, and by Skoris Brisa, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, my connection to you is forever. And that's what says B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael means, at the end of the day, we still have that everlasting connection to their Bono Shalom. The second idea, he quotes on the bottom, this is quoted in the Sanzer Chumash. He says, Davka, why, what's Nakas B'nai Yisrael? So Yeshu Farsh, Davka, Sidim, and Mitzrayim, lo hayu miskayim levakish Yeshu al Shehem, ruin the kach misan matzeim. We're going to tell the Baruch Shalom, you know, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at our good things. We didn't change our names. We didn't change our clothes. What was the third thing? Names, clothes, and language. We didn't change all those things. We could have said that. Baruch Shalom, save us. But what did we do? Shkoich. Raksaku ubikshu Hashem Yisbach sheyizkor lehem zchus avosam hakadoshim shehem b'nei Yisrael. We didn't give them our whole report card. One, because our report card wasn't good, but even if it was good, we said, Rabbanu Shalom, save us, because we're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's like that mashal they say before the Yom Noram. You know, when you go into Yom Noram, they say that when you take a test, and what happened? The teacher tells you to put your pencil down, and you still get in that last test, and you go up to the teacher, and the teacher says, sorry. Because I guess there was a substitute teacher, and you know, when they have finals, the teachers they don't know who you are. So he said, sorry, you can't hand in your test, you handed in too late. So the guy goes to the teacher, with respect, do you know who I am? He says, I don't care who you are. You didn't do it. You went overtime. He says, but do you know who I am? He says, no, I don't care who you are. So he takes his test, puts it underneath, and bolts for the door. Bolts for the door. You don't know who I am. We're telling the Baruch Hu, we're B'nai Yisrael. We're B'nai Yisrael. We're your children. We're the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We'll never forget that. No matter what 49th level of Tumah in Egypt, and whatever 49th level of Tumah in 2019. I said 2018 before I caught myself. No matter where, Jews can always come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we always have that direct connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to never ever forget that. To have that emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and to have the emunah in ourselves. Because sometimes the Yitzhar wants to make us, you want to go daven to Hashem? Do you know what you did last night? This morning, the Baruch Hu wants to have nothing to do with you. No chas v'shalom. That's the little power in our heads. The little power in our heads which wants to tell us that we have zero connection to the Baruch Hu. We say, no, little power. We're B'nai Yisrael. We have that in. Just, you put it under the test and you run for the door because you got Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov on your side. The third idea, and this is Mamash the Chazam Rebbe's his whole life. Can you imagine? He lost everything. He still had that faith, that emunah. We're talking about it. Well, after losing 11 children and his wife and all his tamidim in Europe, and still have that faith to write about Yiddishkeit and to write specifically about emunah. He writes in Parag Zion on page 2. He says, Paro didn't listen, and I'm going to take my Klai Yisrael out, but they're going to know after I get done with them, after a couple of patches, 10 of them, a couple of 10 patches, they're going to know who I am. Says the Jews are the believers, are the sons of believers. Chazal, that's what we're called. Right now, whoever made up that song, Nachnu Maminim Bnei Maminim, he didn't make up the words. Those words, that's a Gemara. We're the sons, and we're believers, and the sons of believers. Tamid Om the Memunasim. We're always have strong in our with our Muna. Ma'ashein Kan Umusa Olam. Hagam Sheosim Tshuva Mikomalkom Him Chozim L'Surim. What happens? Even if they do tshuva, what happens? They always go back to their regular ways. They're not able to feel close to their Bona Shem for a long time. That's why they say a Torah from Rav Yerucham of Avitz. Paro lied every time. He says, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. What happened? After the Malka finished, done. Because by a non-Jew, by a guy, it's when you're not put in the threat anymore, you're not put in the situation of danger, then inspiration fades. It's not only by a non-Jew, it's also by a Jew. We have to make sure we don't become paro. That even when things are start to get a little better, we're not put in that uncomfortable position, and we're set to get a little more comfortable, remember how uncomfortable we were. To maybe take that inspiration with us. Since this is exactly what it means. Klai Yisrael will always be my nation. But I have to make sure how they're going to do it. To know that forever and ever they're always mine. To remember that we have that instant access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No matter what. It might look like Tzvayidaber Elokim, like the Abtar Rebbe said. It might look like it's getting the biggest snack in the entire world, but we know down deep, Tzvayomer Elavani Hashem. Everything's out of love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything we have direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we started off with them with the Ma'aseh of the Shem Yishmol. We said the Torah of the Abtar Rebbe. We saw these three different Torah about of the Klozenberg Rebbe. Dafka, to be able to understand that we have to have a Muna to know who we are. We're part of the royal family. Yes, we are part of the royal family. The royal family is not in England, and it's for sure not in D.C. The royal family is Klal Yisrael. Am I getting any politics here? We're Yidden. We are the royal family. But only royal family if you act with royalty. The number one way to act with royalty and that majestic outlook is Dafka with Emunah. And the Rabbi Rabbunim says, and these parshas are filled with Emunah. All these parshas, Shemos, the era Bo B'Shalach Yisrael, It's all about believing in God. He says, and Rabbi Rabbanim says, "Shetzarach lesamek beparshus elu kmo betosfos." A person has to delve themselves into these parshas of Emunah, like you would delve themselves into Tosfos, which is a pretty high level. How much we talk about Emunah? It's very easy to talk about it, but how do you live it? So the Kabbalah Rebbe said, we're going to say on Rosh Chodesh on Monday, "Hemati ki adaber." Says. You want to know how to grow an emunah? Hemanti ki adaber. Once you talk about it, the more you talk about it, the more it'll be real. And you could ask all psychologists. The more you talk about something, the more you think about something, the more it become real. Hemanti ki adaber. It's so easy to talk about. Okay, we went to a shiur Thursday night. Shkoyach talked about emunah. Talked about having connection to the emotion. No, to talk about different stories of emunah. Talk about the Klozenberg Rebbe. Talk about different tzaddikim. Talk about how they lived their lives, even when they had. The biggest reason to throw it all away. So they say a story about the chassid once came to the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I'm having a really hard time with Emunah. A very hard time. He said this before, no? So he said, okay, don't worry. He said, no, Rebbe, it's Emunah. It's the biggest, it's the first Atzaras HaDibros. What's Peshat? What should I do? He said, it's going to be okay, don't worry. He said, Rebbe, please, give me some chizik, give me advice. So he said, the Maisa, if it's bothering you so much, it shows you that you do have a Muna. If it's bothering you so much, it shows that you do have a Muna. We have to be bothered. When we don't have a Muna, we have to feel good. No. If it's bothering us, it means we're doing the right thing. To know, to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu in everything, in anything and everything in our lives. Last Meister of Baruch Mezhvish, he was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. So Baruch Mezhvish, his son, his grandson, so now we're talking about the great-great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. His grandson was playing hide-and-seek, and what happened was he was the one that was hiding, and his friend stopped looking for him after a while. And he ran over to his Zaidi, and he was bawling his eyes out, crying. The Zaidi is a good Zaidi. The Baruch says, well, no, what's why you crying? He said, I played hide-and-seek. My friend stopped looking for me after 10, 15 minutes. And I had such a good spot. And I wanted him to say, you know that geschmack feeling? Wow. We didn't think of that spot. Good spot. They stopped looking. We got hard. Next thing you know, Rav Baruch HaMezhvish, the grandson of Baal Shem Tov, he's bawling his eyes out too. So the grandson says, why are you crying? You didn't play hide-and-seek. He says, no, now I know what the hell the Rabbeinu Shem feels. Sometimes when he hides himself a little bit in our lives, and he has a good spot. He has a good spot. And how many of us can really truly say that we're still seeking and searching and looking for him, even in the darkness, and even when it's hard? Now, I believe that's truly the message of these parshas, the parshas of Emunah, to seek the Rabbeinu Shel, even when it's difficult and it's hard, whether it could be in our families, it could be with our friends or communities, the Klal Yisrael's state, whatever it is, to know the Rabbeinu Shel is by our side, we have direct access to the Rabbeinu Shel, and to know no matter what, we always have that connection. We should be zochah Be'ez Hashem to live by it and to learn by it, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. And please God, we should be zochah to have Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Yeah, sure. Shabbos, Shabbos, Chaim, Good Chodesh, Shabbos.